time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 35. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 25. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. A two-vehicle accident on Illinois Route 15 west of Mount Carmel yesterday resulted in one fatality and one air evacuation. 66-year-old Mount Carmel resident Brenda S. Moorhead was pronounced deceased at the scene of the crash. According to police reports, at approximately 2:23 in the afternoon, 32-year-old Bridgeport resident Derek Wells was headed north on a county road in a Peterbilt garbage truck. He failed to stop at the intersection of Route 15 and struck the driver's side of a 2011 Ford F-150 driven by Moorhead. She was pronounced deceased by the Wabash County Coroner's Office, and Wells was airlifted to a regional hospital. Illinois State Police later ticketed Wells for disobeying a stop sign and driving while ill or fatigued. More news next.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gale Sales and Service. Here in Southern Illinois, we are on the verge of spring. Woohoo! To move out the old and bring in the new, we are having a sale on some of our discontinued items. There are dishwashers, ranges, side-by-side, and top-mount refrigerators and dehumidifiers on the list with up to 20% off. Come in soon and check on these sale items to receive some excellent values. That's Gale Sales and Service at 1605 West Main in Fairfield. Check them out on our website at galesales.com.
There is nothing better than helping a family find the home of their dreams. It is more than just a mortgage, it's about helping people. Hi, this is Sarah Moll, mortgage originator for People's National Bank. We pride ourselves on providing quality products and services to meet the banking needs for the people that work and live right here. Since 1909, our focus continues on you, our customers. People's National Bank, it's our people that make a difference. Since 1909, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In other news, Sisney FFA senior Joey Allison enjoyed a successful night of competition on Monday at the District 5 Star Interviews at Mount Vernon High School. Allison was named the 2019 District 5 Star in Agribusiness. His supervised agricultural experience involves owning and operating Allison Mowing, and he maintained 17 properties during the 2018 mowing season. Allison now advances to state interview competition at the University of Illinois later this month, where he will challenge four other Illinois students for the honor of State Star in Agribusiness. 41-year-old Wayne City resident Dennis L. Galbraith was arrested yesterday afternoon by Wayne County deputies on a charge of aggravated battery of an unborn child. Galbraith was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held without bond. Wayne County deputies arrested two men early yesterday morning on charges of possession of meth. 27-year-old Fairfield resident Bobby L. Powell and 44-year-old Texaco resident Ronnie R. Starr were both transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 40-year-old Fairfield resident Jennifer L. Weedman was booked into the Wayne County Jail late last night. Weedman was wanted on a Wayne County warrant for petition to revoke probation on a charge of possession of a controlled or counterfeit substance. Her bond was set at $750. Applications will be available in the Wayne County Sheriff's Office starting today for establishing a hiring list for correctional officers. Applications will be accepted until next Friday, March 15th at 4:30 p.m. Anyone with questions about the application process can call the Sheriff's Office at 842-6631 or visit the department in person. A children's hospital in St. Louis is replacing a 3-year-old Southern Illinois boy's prosthetic leg that was stolen in a car break-in. Officials with Shriners Hospitals for Children say Josiah Rainey was fitted for a new prosthetic on Monday, and he should receive it in about a week. Spokeswoman Tammy Robbins says there will be no charge for the prosthetic, which costs about $10,000. The stolen prosthetic was in a black backpack that Josiah's mother, Bree Rainey, said was stolen from her unlocked car in Belleville sometime late last week. Belleville police say they are investigating and have received tips. They ask anyone with information to contact them. Josiah's grandmother, Karen Frey Stevens, said the family has been overwhelmed with support and feels, quote, very blessed. This week, county and state farm bureaus across the country are making safety a priority as part of the 2019 Agricultural Safety Awareness Week. The overarching theme for the week is Safety, Know Your Limits, and each day will highlight a different safety focus. The emphasis today is heat stress and hydration, which Doug Anderson, director of the Wayne County Farm Bureau, says can be a life-threatening condition.
The goal for Wednesday is to try to teach people, you know, what the symptoms are for heat stroke, such as confusion, loss of consciousness, seizures, high body temperature, hot and dry skin, profuse sweating, and then find ways to avoid getting to that point throughout the workday.
Anderson says most Americans need to drink more water throughout the day, even if they don't actually feel the effects of dehydration. Ag Safety Awareness Week began Monday with emergency preparedness, and yesterday focused on livestock safety. Tomorrow's emphasis will be on roadway safety, and Friday will deal with hearing safety. The Wayne County Farm Bureau's 97th annual meeting is scheduled for tomorrow evening at the First Christian Church in Fairfield. Nearly 200 people have reserved seats for the event, which will begin at 6. Dr. Sarah Bond, a professor of agribusiness economics at SIU, will be the keynote speaker for the night, and she's someone that Doug Anderson has crossed paths with several times.
Sarah has been around the agricultural scene of Southern Illinois for many years, involved in various colleges and universities throughout the southern part of the state, as well as a big supporter of FFA programs throughout the southern part of the state as well. So our paths have crossed for many times these last few years through various Farm Bureau programs and Farm Bureau conferences and meetings, and we just thought that she would make an excellent keynote speaker for Wayne County's annual meeting coming up.
Anderson says Bond will deliver a customized speech for Wayne County members, focused on agricultural advocacy.
So when we talked to Sarah Bond about being our speaker for the annual meeting, you know, we encouraged her to touch on agricultural advocacy and encourage people there to get out and talk about their farming operations, talk about agriculture in Wayne County, tell our story to the non-farming consumer so they have a better understanding of the food and fiber system that we have in place here in Illinois.
The night will also feature a business meeting with several directors up for election. A complete notice for the meeting can be found at waynecfb.com. Last month was cooler and drier than 1 year ago. At the WFIW-WOKZ studios, we received 7 inches and 44 hundredths of total precipitation during February, with half an inch of that total coming in snow on the 15th. Over half of the month's rainfall came on February 7th. When the studio received 3 inches and 59 hundredths. The majority of that rain came between 7:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. on the day, and it caused leaks at several downtown buildings. Last February, we recorded 7 inches and 53 hundredths of rainfall, with the heaviest total checking in at 2 inches and 31 hundredths on the 24th. The average high for February was 45.1 degrees, and the highest temperature recorded at the station was 65 on the 3rd. The coolest high was 26 on the 8th. Last year, the average high was 51.4, with the highest temperature of 76 coming on the 23rd. Last year's coolest high was 28 on the 2nd. The average low for last month was 30.1 degrees, with the coolest temperature of 15 on the 9th. The warmest low temperature was 48 on the 4th. February 2018's average low was 30.9 degrees, with a low of 5 on the 5th. Last year's warmest low temperature was 67 degrees on the 23rd. The Wabash Telephone Board of Directors has announced their annual meeting will take place on Thursday, April 18th. The meeting will be held at the North Clay High School Gymnasium at 7 p.m. 3 director seats will be up for election. Frank Molt, representing the Sisney-Orchardville Exchanges, Larry Washburn, representing the Browns Bone Gap Exchange, and Steve McNally, representing the Louisville Exchange, are all seeking re-election. Nominating committees for the exchanges will meet today for the purpose of nominating a candidate for the director positions. They will meet at the Browns United Methodist Church at 5, the Sisney-Wabash office at 6, and at the Wabash headquarters at 7. Any Wabash Telephone Cooperative member who lives in their exchanges with an active account may take out a nominating petition. Petitions are available at the cooperative office, and they must be completed and returned by April 1st. The Illinois Department of Revenue is working to prevent tax fraud and urges taxpayers to protect their own information. Kim Howard reports.
Since 2015, the department has stopped more than $120 million in attempted identity theft and fraud, thanks to technology to help weed out illegal activity. Revenue spokesperson Terry Horstman says the public should take some of these common sense precautions as well.
Using security software with firewall and antivirus protections and making sure they select the automatic updates. Be aware of phishing emails and phone scams that attempt to trick individuals out of personal information and money. And treating personal information as you would cash. Don't leave it lying around.
Horstman reminds that if taxpayers receive an identity verification letter from the department, they can authenticate their information online at mytax.illinois.gov. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Western Illinois University has laid off 132 employees due to budget difficulties. Officials at the Macomb School say 29 faculty members, 89 civil service workers, a dozen academic service personnel, and two administrative employees lost their jobs. The announcement was made Friday. Reports indicate WIU President Jack Thomas said yesterday that expenditures had to be reduced due to, quote, the current budget situation, including decreased enrollment. He says the university will provide career counseling and job search assistance. The university fact book says about 2,100 faculty and staff worked at WIU in the fall of 2018. William Thompson is president of the University Professionals of Illinois chapter at WIU. He says the union will fight the layoffs. He called it, quote, a terribly sad experience. Union members plan a rally today to support their colleagues. Illinois State Police are reminding people to move over to the other lane of the road when passing emergency vehicles. The ISP reports they've had 11 troopers and their vehicles hit by passing motorists this year, with one turning fatal. ISP's Mindy Carroll says it's already a dangerous job, and there's no reason to make it more so.
There's always that inherent risk involved with our job, but I know from my experience I've had some very, very close calls, and, you know, I was within 2 feet, so it's very scary.
If you can't pull over to the other lane, Trooper Carroll says to slow down and drive past with caution. That's the news. Area deaths next.
All right, everyone, let's get this party started.
Yeah! McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for everyone.
Give me back the Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. Give me back the
Filet-O-Fish. Hey, what kind of music is this? Wait, is that a fish at the DJ booth?
Well, it is a Filet-O-Fish party.
Right now on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu, try a Filet-O-Fish for just $3 and pair it with a $1 any size soft drink. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal.
Seasons change, people change, financial needs change. This is Anthony Vaughn, your ag and commercial lender at Fairfield Banking Company. As your bank, we're here to see you through those changes and to make sure your accounts reflect the seasons of your life. Our staff is ready to help you make the changes necessary to ensure that your financial needs are being taken care of. Stop in and see me at the Fairfield Banking Company. We're the hometown banks. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 31. It is time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow was at 25,646, down 160. The NASDAQ is at 7,514, down 62. April crude oil is at $55.96, and that is down 60 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need.
86-year-old Fairfield resident Norma Jean Donay died at 9 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday at Wabash Christian Village in Carmi. She was a member of the First United Methodist Church and a longtime member of Beta Eta Sorority in Fairfield. Norma Donay is survived by two daughters, Debbie Jo Hallam of Fairfield and Nancy Jo Hallam of Corpus Christi, Texas, one stepson, Michael Hallam of Fleming Island, Florida, one granddaughter, one sister, Imogene McGill of Fairfield, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Norma Donay will be held on Friday at noon at First United Methodist Church in Fairfield. Visitation will be from 10 o'clock to noon on Friday at the church. Burial will follow at Maple Hill Cemetery. Memorials in her honor may be made to Beta Eta Sorority. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 51-year-old Fairfield resident Chris Musgrave died at 7:30 p.m. on Monday at his residence. He was a computer programmer. Chris Musgrave is survived by his mother, Frances Musgrave, and a brother, Warren Musgrave, both of Fairfield. Funeral services for Chris Musgrave will be held at 3 o'clock on Friday at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be on Friday from 1 o'clock p.m. until the time of service at the funeral home. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 66-year-old Carrier Mills resident Danny J. Smith died on Saturday at his home. He worked as a tire builder at General Tire Company in Mount Vernon. Danny Smith is survived by his wife, Judy Smith of Carrier Mills, one son, Christopher Smith of Carrier Mills, one daughter, Chastity Winkler of Mount Vernon, four grandchildren, one brother, David Smith of Vandalia, and one sister, Sherry Smith of Hoffman. There will be no formal services for Danny J. Smith. The Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is assisting the family with arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Sunny skies and a high of 35. It'll be mostly cloudy tonight. We're expecting a low tonight around 25, and then mostly cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high 40. Outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Partly cloudy on Friday. Friday's high 45 with a low of 35. Rain is likely on Saturday, a high of 62 and low of 40. And partly cloudy skies on Sunday. Sunday will have a high around 50 and an overnight low of 30.